Prayer to Defeat Your Fear of Failure by Rick Warren. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Proverbs 24:16. Satan's favorite tool to diminish your faith is the fear of failure. But you cannot serve God and be constantly worried about what other people think. You have to move forward. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." So how do you get rid of the fear of failure? One way is to redefine failure. What is failure? Failure is not failing to reach your goal. Failure is not having a goal. Failure is not failing to hit your target. Failure is not having a target. Failure is not falling down. Failure is refusing to get back up. You're never a failure until you quit. So if you're attempting something for the glory of God, that's a good thing. Failure is not trying and not accomplishing anything. Failure is failing to try. Another way to get rid of the fear of failure is to never compare yourself to anybody else. You're always going to find somebody who's doing a better job, and you're always going to find somebody who's not doing as good a job as you are, and you become full of pride. Both of them will mess up your life. Discouragement and pride will keep you from serving God's purpose for your life. The Bible says in Galatians 6:4, "Each of you must examine your own actions. Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourself to others." Did you notice that the Bible says there's a legitimate pride? There's a good kind of pride, and there's a bad kind of pride. The bad kind of pride is comparing, thinking to yourself, "I'm better than so-and-so." The good kind of pride is thinking, "God, I'm proud of what you're doing in my family, my business, my life, my walk of faith." That's the good kind of pride. When you get to heaven, God isn't going to say, "Why weren't you more like so-and-so?" He's going to say, "Why weren't you who I made you to be?" Let go of your fear of failure, because anything you're attempting for God in faith is a good thing, regardless of the results. Let's pray. Lord, help me to let go of my fear of failure. I know Satan wants to use my fears to hold me back from living boldly for you. Forgive me for not living in faith, and help me from this moment on to live with bold confidence in you. Lord, help me not compare myself to others around me. I pray instead that I can keep my eye on you and live a life that proclaims your excellence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.